priest has the quality of carrying forward the message that originated at Babylon. And the insanity that traditional preachers have failed to explain that came over Nebuchadnezzar is an insanity of rulership in its objectives and techniques and methods that God allowed for a set period of time. And it's about to run. Nebuchadnezzar was not mad for 7 years. Records show he was mad for, if anything, no more than 4.5 years. It, in the book of Daniel, is a prophetic picture of a madness that God allows to reign for a set time in history, personified in these beasts that will culminate with a beast at the end that still speaks the message of Babylon, funneled through Babylon from the mouth of the dragon also. Its geographic territory is identified as the land of the bear, feet of the bear. Expect Iran, Iraq, and Syria to continue to be a problem. Expect evil to spew out of that territory that will keep the world on edge until this beast takes shape with the voice of the lion, feet of the bear, but like a leopard. Because there is a beast, I saw one of his heads. Now these seven heads represent kingdoms. And they represent kingdoms that have oppressed God's people and sought to thwart God's plan for this earth, which includes redemption made possible through the family of faith, chosen by God to be the oracle of His redemptive plan. Now, when you look at Daniel's beastly prophecies, he will start with the head of the image, which is the kingdom he is in, and he will start with the lion, which is analogous to that kingdom that had them in bondage for 70 years. But when we come to the book of Revelation, the beast kingdoms, indicated by the seven heads, go back beyond Babylon to every kingdom that has been the instrument of the dragon to oppose God's revelatory plan and restoration of His message, beginning with Abraham. And those kingdoms are two before the lion kingdom and the head of gold, which is Babylon. The first kingdom to oppress the descendants of Abraham was Egypt. So the first head is Egypt. The second kingdom to oppress the children of Abraham was Assyria, which took northern Israel into bondage and oppressed Judah. Then comes, as the third head of this beast, the kingdom which is the head of gold and the lion kingdom, which is Babylon. Then comes the fourth kingdom, which is Medo-Persia. Then comes the fifth kingdom, which is Greece. Then comes the sixth kingdom, which is the iron kingdom, the iron legs and the nondescript beast, which is Rome. Then comes the ten-toed or ten-horned kingdom. That's number seven. Then comes the little horn kingdom, which will be number eight. We're not there yet. We're only up to seven. Hang with me. I still got 12 minutes and I haven't gone an hour yet. And I've summarized over a year of preaching, which ain't bad. Now, these heads represent kingdoms, but they also represent the rulers of those kingdoms, the power center. Now, each of these kingdoms are Satan's counterforce to the plan of God to redeem lost man from his sins and to achieve the purpose that God had in creating, recreating this earth, and creating man. The real heads, therefore, were demon lieutenants, principalities and powers that go beyond flesh and blood. Now again, maybe 2 minutes will do this. You remember the message we preached on Daniel praying? At the time, he was seeking the answer to this 70-year promise and is going to get his 490-year, 70 weeks of years promise. He's praying and an angel appears and said, 3 weeks ago I heard you and set out to bring you the answer. He is praying at the time of the fourth of these heads, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persian. He's in the time of the Medo-Persians. They reign. And the angel says, I couldn't get here. 3 weeks ago I set out to bring your answer. But the prince of Persia withstood me. He's not talking about an earthly prince. He makes that clear when he says, I couldn't have made it if Michael, the chief prince of the princes, had not come to fight with me. So Michael being identified is your reference point for the meaning of prince. He's talking about angelic forces. And Michael, the chief prince, had to come and help him. And they were able to fight through the evil princes that ruled the Medo-Persian Empire. And having fought through, Michael was still there fighting a holding action against the prince of Persia in order that the angel might bring the message to Daniel that 3 weeks earlier he had set out to bring him. Having delivered the message, he then says, which is this prophecy that comes from God of 490 years, he then says, I'm going to go back now, and when Michael and I finish, the prince of Persia is gone, and lo, the prince of Grecia, the next one, will come. We watched in the prophecy of the ram and the goat. The ram had power, nobody could withstand it. Suddenly the power is gone, the goat has such power, he flies and nothing can stand against him. Then he's broken off in the height of his power. The four generals that follow, the four horns that replace him, stand in his place, but not in his power. These are superhuman, supernatural demon forces that Paul refers to in the New Testament when he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. These are the commanders of the dragon's forces. And as the prophecy against Tyre in the Old Testament goes past the earthly ruler to the real prince that rules, and that's made clear as you see a picture of Lucifer before his fall and a description of his fall, these kingdoms and the heads of these kingdoms are demon-powered forces. Now, one of these heads was wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Now you go to Revelation 17. And he has, in verse 8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, is the passage we preached on to interpret this wounded head beast. He is one of the seven, is what the scripture says, and says in John's day, he is not, he was, is not, and will be again. In the time of John, the Revelator, who is in the period of the leg kingdom and the nondescript beast kingdom, the Roman Empire, this beast is described as having been one of these seven heads, but not now ruling, but shall rise again, and he represents the head that's wounded. One of these demon heads of these seven kingdoms was stricken, smote nigh to death. We know where he went because in the description of his arrival on the scene during the 70th week, it says he comes out of the bottomless pit, which is the abyss. Now, there's only one word in Greek, abyss. Alternately called bottomless pit, abyss, and other things. When Jesus came on demon-possessed people, some of them cried out and says, "You're going to put us in the abyss before our time." When Satan is grabbed after Revelation 19, bound 1,000 years so he doesn't bother people through the millennium, he's cast into the bottomless pit. When the star comes down and opens the bottomless pit and the demon angels come forth, of which there's a picture over there of one of them, trying to symbolize it from the biblical record, and they're sure not helicopters, I'll tell you that. Out of the bottomless pit they come. Now, we must have spent 5 messages laying the evidence that the particular beast, because the little horn who symbolizes him comes out of one of the four. And when you go to Daniel 11, it stops talking about beasts and images and talks in direct prose, so much so that the critics of Daniel thought it was history and not prophecy because it was so detailed. We find that one of these four kingdoms is Assyria, the other is Egypt, the two that are left sort of don't matter. Daniel 11 focuses the history of these four successors of Alexander the Great between the Seleucids that occupy the kingdom of Persia and now Iran and Iraq and Syria and Transjordan, and the fights between the Seleucid kingdom and the Ptolemies of Egypt with the little horn that prophecy says comes out of one of these horns coming out of the Seleucid kingdom. So we know that Antichrist historically will rise up, uproot some kingdoms, not in a world war, establish himself in the old Seleucid section of the Grecian Empire, the area of Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Transjordan, and he will come with a solution of peace for the Middle East. Israel, reestablished, will give a 7-year contract to him of peace, and in the middle of the week, 3.5 years in, he'll break it, and then all the wrath of God pours out. And this ruler of the Seleucid portion, that is the little horn that uproots not all, but a part of the 10-toed kingdom symbolizing geographic area of the old Roman Empire, he will have his kingdom given to him. Then out of the bottomless pit will come a demon force, which is none other than the demon force that was empowering Alexander the Great, whose trips to the oracles upriver on the Nile and other famous oracles in his day are easily cataloged, and the power that followed him once he gave himself over to those forces in a manner of self-deification is all part of natural history. But this demon is the same demon that gave the power to the he-goat, the power to Alexander the Great, the power that he did not pass on to his successors, because that demon was assigned to the bottomless pit and will be allowed to come out during the 70th week, to empower this beast that gets its message from the dragon who speaks with the voice identified as the voice that's come out of Babylon, geographically occupying the territory of the old Medo-Persian Empire, but it is the incarnate leopard of Alexander the Great, because the beast that empowered Alexander the Great will come out of the bottomless pit and lead him into perdition. And the miracles that follow will identify the supernatural power of Antichrist, and he, at that point, becomes Antichrist full-orbed. Riding this beast, I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness. of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I was astonished, literally. The angel said to me, Wherefore dost thou marvel? Now, you got to understand, here's this guy John, banished to the Isle of Patmos, and the Church of Jesus Christ looks like nothing but a loser. Now, here is a church that looks like the church riding on this beast, drunk with the blood of martyrs. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman. Now, we off where I wanted to get. Now, you know, I mean, they go to the bars and used to ride these bucking cows, mechanical bulls. Man, this broad is riding this. I will tell thee the mystery of the woman next Sunday.